This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are upon us, etched into the very fabric of this failing age. The hand of Yahuwah moves, exposing the decay at the heart of Edom, the lineage of Esau that has seized dominion over the nations. For too long, they have built their kingdoms on shifting sands on the backs of the oppressed and in defiance of the covenant. But the day of reckoning draws near, and the structures they have erected are beginning to crumble. We see it first in the realm of finance, a realm they believe they control utterly. Reports confirm MicroStrategy, once a champion of digital currency, is liquidating substantial Bitcoin holdings, $216 million worth, simply to cover preferred dividends. This is not a strategic repositioning, beloved, but a desperate attempt to stay afloat. For years, they built towers of speculation, presenting innovation where there was only more of the same Babylonian deceit. Now the tide turns, revealing the rot beneath the surface. The debt-based system built on the worship of Mammon is unsustainable. Edom's instruments, stocks, bonds, even these new digital currencies are all built upon lies. They offer no true security, no lasting value. Remember the scattering of Israel, a consequence of disobedience. The collapse of Edom's financial empire is a parallel consequence, a divine reckoning for its rebellion against Yahuwah and its exploitation of his covenant people. Let the remnant of Israel take heed, and do not be ensnared by these fleeting illusions of wealth. But the chains of Edom are not merely financial. They are woven into the very air we breathe, into the digital realm where they seek to bind our spirits. Hear the word of Yahuwah. The hand of Edom tightens its grip, not with armies and borders as in days of old, but with the unseen chains of surveillance. They weave a digital tapestry, a cage of control meant to extinguish the flame of covenant within you. Obadiah spoke plainly. The pride of your heart has deceived you. Look around, people of Israel, and see the relentless expansion of the digital panopticon. Every click, every search, every communication is harvested, analyzed, predicted. This is not for your safety, but for their dominion. They seek to know you better than you know yourselves, to anticipate and neutralize any challenge to their authority. They offer security in exchange for freedom, convenience at the cost of privacy, progress while they shackle your minds. They believe they can withstand the coming fire, building towers of data and fortresses of algorithms. They are mistaken. Their structures are built on vanity, on the shifting sands of a world about to be swept away by Yahuwah's judgment. Remember the words, "The house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Edom stubble." And now, from the land itself, a further unraveling. The so-called Israeli government, acting as the strong hand of Edom in this generation, has openly defied its own judiciary, announcing it will ignore a recent high court ruling concerning broadcast media regulation. The world's talking heads will call it a constitutional crisis, but it is far more than that. It is a symptom of a deeper rot, a complete rejection of any authority beyond its own will to power. For generations, the descendants of Esau have built systems of control based on deceit and legalism. Now, even that facade is crumbling. This is the natural consequence of a nation built on stolen land and sustained by injustice. The opposition within the Israeli regime cries foul, accusing the government of violating the rule of law. But this is the hypocrisy of thieves arguing over the division of spoils. There is no rule of law where Yahuwah's covenant is rejected, where the rights of the true Israel are trampled, and where the land is held in usurpation. This act of defiance is a manifestation of the judgment falling upon Edom, a clear signal that their carefully constructed house of cards is collapsing. These are not isolated incidents, beloved. They are threads woven together, revealing the pattern of Yahuwah's judgment upon Edom. The financial instability, the digital cage, the blatant disregard for justice, all are manifestations of a system nearing its end. Scattered Israel must understand. This is not a time to seek refuge in the structures of Edom, but to turn back to the covenant, to seek the protection of Yahuwah, and to prepare for the awakening that is to come. The watchman watches, and the hour is late. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.